Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. She responds to Lunishva Asar Biak Shom Lea Basitzchok. We're holding in Bobas with Davkuf Sameches. The Gemara in the middle of Mud Aleph discusses the Machlokes. When you have two people that have Tainus, and you have to write the Tainus in Shtaris, and you have to write it into a document, do you give a document to each one with his own Taino? Or you write both Tainus in the same Shtar? Rabbanan say you write both in the same Shtar. Reshuming of Leal says, no, each one gets his own shtar. So the Gemara says, maybe the machlokes is, if koifim al midas doim, meaning not to share one shtar is a midas doim, the person is not willing to give to share with his friend. Do we force someone to not to do midas doim or not? That may be the machlokes. So the Rashbam sends us to the Mishnah in Ovis Perkei Mishnah Yud, where it says over there, ha'oimer sheli sheli shelcho shelcho, says, mine is mine, yours is yours. We don't share together. So there the Mishnah brings a machlekes. Zu mida beinonis. It's either a mida beinonis, like an odom beinoni, tzadik, not a rasha. V'yesh oyimim zu midas doim. But some say it's a midas doim. So because that's a midas doim, not to share with somebody else. So the question is, are you koifel midas doim, or are you not koifel midas doim? Do you force someone not to do a midas doim? But l'chura, a he'ara, based on this Rashbam, is why does the Gemara say the machlekes is, do you force a midas doim or not? Maybe the machlekes is the same machlekes you have in Ovis. Is it considered to be midas doim? Lechura, based on what the Rashbam brings, the first opinion in Mishnah and Ovis is that it's not midas doim, it's a midah beinonis. It's a middle midah, someone doesn't want to share. It's only the second opinion in the Mishnah and Ovis that says that maybe it's midas doim. So maybe machlekes Rabbanan and Shulchan Gamliel is the same machlekes you have in the Mishnah and Ovis. Why does the Gemara assume that everyone agrees that it's considered to be a midas doim? But the Chura of the Rashbam here is referring to what the Rabbeinu Yoino explains there in the Mishnah. My good friend, Ramusha Fried Shlita from Brazil, showed me this Rabbeinu Yoino, a fascinating Rabbeinu Yoino. Let's go back into the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arba midas ba'adam. There's four midas in the Adam. Someone who says, Shali Shali Shecha Shecha, say either midas beinonis or midas doim. Shali Shecha V'Shecha Shali, yours is mine, mine is yours. That's an amaritz. That's someone who doesn't know what he's doing. Sheli shecha v'shecha shecha. Yours is yours and mine is yours as well. That's a chassid. Someone's willing to give for himself to others. Shelcha sheli v'sheli sheli. Everything is mine. That's a rasha. So when you go back to the beginning of the Mishnah and you say sheli sheli shecha shecha, what would be the svar? What would be the common sense? Is that considered to be someone who's doing okay? Is he a beinuni? Or is it me that's doing? L'chura, you would say that that's a beinoni. Someone doesn't want, he wants to keep for himself something and give something to somebody else. He doesn't want to share so much. You would think that's the svar pshuta. And then there's a yesh oyim that say that's a midas doim. Comes Rabbeinu Yoino and says the exact opposite. He says, I don't understand. How can you say, when someone says, shali shali, mine is mine, and shalcha shalcha, yours is yours, that that's a midas beinonis? That's doim. What is doim? What people is doim wanted to do? They did not want to share. They did not want to do chesed to each other. They did not want to help each other. That's a midas doim. So how can you say that there's a mandalmer that holds that's a midas beinonis? Says Rabbeinu Yoino, dover noyer v'ayim. He says like this. We're talking about somebody who is sharing from himself. He gives tzedakah. He's helping others. But his netiya salev, his tendency is not to do it. Meaning in his heart of hearts, he doesn't want to give tzedakah. Doesn't want to help his friend. But he's doing it, he's forcing himself to do it. Here is where the machlekes comes. One mandama says, at the end of the day, he's giving. So if, even though his mido, his really his tendency is not to give, but he's overcoming it, that's a beautiful thing. It's a mida beinonis. The second mandama says, no, as long as he did not change his tendency, and he actually does not want to give to his friend, he's considered to be midas doim, even though he's giving. That's incredible. Someone who comes and gives tzedakah, he gives a lot of tzedakah, but he does it with a krechts. In his heart, he's not really interested. Says Rabbeinu Yoino, that's the machlekes over there. Is that considered to be a midas doim, a midas beinonis? And I saw someone explains a little bit more based on the Malbim and Pashas Re'eh that we mentioned in previous shiurim, that says that really, a person who has a lot of money, who has what to give to others, is considered to be a baal pikadoi. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him money to be able to give to others. He is a shomer. He is a guard guarding the money. It's not his own thing. And this applies to everything that a person has. When a person has, he has something to give to others, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him something to be able to share. That's why he has it. He doesn't have it because it's his. It's not because he's so clever. It's because Kadosh Baruch Hu made him a shomer to hold on to these things and give to others. So someone who is giving, but in his heart he doesn't want to give, so he's poigim, he's ruining what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. He doesn't understand his tafkid in the world. But according to this, that Rashbam here is understood very much. Because according to this, someone who does not want to share, then everybody agrees with me that's doing. The whole discussion is only if he's giving, but he's not doing it willingly. But if he's not giving, it's a midas doim. So that's the Gemara over here. If a person is not willing to share the shtar with his friend, so that's the chur midas doim, everybody agrees that will be a midas doim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.